Good morning, 914. You're on the Mighty 690. We continue throughout a Friday edition of the program, and it is time for our chat with Keith Beaumont from Sun Group. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, James. How are you doing?
Hey, good to have you on here. And I know it's a hot week continues, and there's kind of no end in sight. So it's just going to kind of got to hunker down and make the best of it.
I think you're right. We're just not part of the summertime, so we're just going to have to deal with it now.
Yep. This is what we signed up for. So, hey, what do we have as far as the any area auctions coming up?
Well, first of all, I wanted to talk real briefly about a listing in Fredonia. It's the Eagle's Nest. That's the older motel there in town that's been there for quite a few years. And they've done a real nice job taking care of that and maintaining it. It's got a newer roof. I think that's maybe put on in 2019. And it's been really well taken care of. They've done a lot of work there since they've lived there. I know I've talked about it on here before, but we've had a good price drop in it. We've got it listed at $148,000 now. So we've got some motivated sellers on that. If you're interested in that, little business opportunity. Also, you could live there. The current owners do live in there as they rent out the other rooms there. So it's kind of could be done either or. But anyways, if you want some more information on that, just feel free to get a hold of me. And we can talk about that, or if you want to view it, let me know.
Yeah, that's a cool little kind of motel there. I like that sort of thing. That is neat.
Yeah, it sure is, and I think a real neat business opportunity for someone that's looking for stuff like that. And I know a lot of people are looking for those kind of multi-family kind of things. But anyways, yeah, definitely get a hold of me on that one. Also, I'm going to just briefly touch on we've got an auction coming up. We've got about 840 acres. We're going to have offered in 8 different tracts. This is going to be in September the 8th, and this is going to be some land that we're going to have in between Wellington and Clearwater, different tracts. It's all going to be farmland. So we finally got that put up on our website, and so I've been kind of mentioning that here and there on the radio, so I just wanted to let everyone know that I do have that up and on the internet there. Now, that would be hybrid auction, so that's going to be offered online, but also we're going to do that live as well. So, again, some more information on there. Go to our website, sungrouprealestate.com. You can go in there and look at the individual tracks. If you go in there and scroll to the upcoming auctions, you can go down and hit track 1 through 8 and individually go in there and look at pictures and get information that way. We also got the terms of the sale and all the information that you're going to need, you know, with closing and all that good stuff and all that. So all that information's there. And as always, if you have more questions, you know, just feel free to get a hold of me. So.
Okay. All righty. Good stuff on that. So I know we've got all sorts of, you know, I'm sure people out there that may be interested in selling some farmland. And I was wondering if you wanted to talk about, you know, maybe kind of a checklist that people who are maybe in that boat want to be aware of.
Yeah, well, if I think, you know, with the real estate market being as hot as what it is, you know, here recently, many landowners that are looking to sell their property are looking for different options of selling their property. Of course, we've talked on here, you know, about, you know, selling it traditionally or online or by auction or by both, you know, online auction and the hybrid auction online and live auction. Whether it's farmland that you're on or maybe it's just an investment property that you've made it, ask, you know, there's a few things that, you know, you ought to know as far as getting things ready to make the sale. Here's a few things that, you know, will keep everything moving smoothly throughout the process. And so I think one of the things, first thing, the most important really is to confirm what you own. And I know most people know what they own, but in some cases, if someone inherited something, maybe they have not even been on the property. That's certainly has happened many times. Someone doesn't even know what they've inherited. So actually finding out what you own is probably the most important started. Now, if you've got us hired, we're going to do that. We're going to go out and find out exactly what you got down to the point, whatever acre it is. And then also, you know, we'll make some nice maps and be able to discuss exactly what it is that you own. So that's a good place to start, is just finding out exactly what it is that you're going to be selling and what you actually inherited, or what you got to, that you're going to be getting rid of. Now, another thing, too, that I'll mention in there is always, you know, and something to keep in the back of your mind is to talk to an attorney or a tax accountant whenever you're thinking about selling a property that you've inherited, and to find out what you may pay in taxes. It's always important to check with one of them before you go through with any of that. So there's no surprises or anything like that when it comes down to selling it. So I think also, too, is just getting some good selling goals established is pretty important. You know, just having a clear set of expectations for your farm is pretty important. I think the price point, where do you expect that the property should reach, is something that we need to come with in touch with reality with. What do you expect, and where should it go? And then also, what type of sale are you expecting, and is there a timeline that you've got to stay within? So that's another important thing. I think that these things, you know, can help make the decision on what direction we go in selling something. So having those couple goals clear is a pretty important thing. So establishing some good goals and putting what timelines and all that you got on them is pretty important. So another thing, you know, is just collecting a lot of data. You know, for most buyers looking to purchase farmland, you know, the data from the fields can make the sale. You know, so good information, you know, on yield data, soil types, you know, some good maps, if there's water on there, you know, just everything, all the information on there that's going to help that property sell is all, you know, super important. So just getting all that data collected, so we can present it, you know, and that's something that we'll do, too, is dig into all that and figure all that out. So that way we can promote your property in the best way possible and get the most attention to it. Because, you know, all these things help a buyer make a decision whenever they're looking to purchase your property. So all that's, again, very important stuff, too. You know, understanding current values. Current values and comparable land sales around your land. Another real important thing, because you know you've got to be paying attention to what everything else is selling around you. Obviously, you don't want to have things overpriced, but then again, you don't want to have it underpriced. So that's really important too. So paying attention to what the land values are really important, and then evaluating the land that you have and getting that thing priced right is super important. You know, that's what we do day to day, so we understand what the market is. We're watching the market, and we're selling in that market all the time, so we understand that. But that's a super important part, too. You want to price these things right. You know, in the case of the auction, that kind of gets done naturally at the auction. But it's important to know what the land should sell for, or where it should be around if it's going to go to auction. So,
yeah,
you know, and again, I think it's just to choose the correct selling method for you, because you know many sellers, you know, can choose again between, you know, having an auction or listing it through a traditional listing and just putting it up online. You know, these decisions, just really going back to knowing your goals, you know, an auction, you know, may be a better fit, you know, if you're working on a specific timeline, but, you know, if timing is less an issue, you know, maybe, and if the property's maybe to market online. A lot of different factors come into play. So I guess, you know, what I think the best thing is, you know, when we meet, we'll kind of talk those things over and kind of see again what's it best for. Is it better to put it up on auction and do it that way? Is it traditional? And depending on what the is of whoever is selling the property, you know, we'll kind of help make that decision and give you the different options, you know. Ultimately, you know, the seller makes that decision, we give them the option. So.
Hey, well, always a good reminder on there, and I know you are a great resource, you know, just if people want to talk over and see if this might be, you know, a good step for them, kind of what the next steps are, you know, you're always a good resource for people just kind of wanting to test the waters on that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if someone's got any questions on any of that, just give me a call. Best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. Just get a hold of me. I'd be happy to meet you. And we can go over that a little bit more and discuss what your property may be best for. But yeah, again, if you want to view these listings I was talking about, go to our website, sungrouprealestate.com, and check those out. But yeah, feel free to give me a call. Again, my number is 316-680-5131. And I can send you whatever information or talk to you about whatever issues. You have it in real estate or auction.
Hey, some good stuff there, Keith. And on an unrelated note, I'm sorry that you guys there in Fredonia are under that boil water advisory now. I know that they've been dealing with the leaks all day yesterday, and unfortunately, they got things patched up. But yeah, you guys have a little rough road ahead of you, I guess, just with that advisory now.
Yeah. Hopefully, all that gets cleared up before long, you know. But I'm glad that they're ahead of it. It sounds like it's all going in the right direction. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, yeah, we're just thinking of you there, and I know that's no fun. But yeah, we want to give a big shout out to you know, all the folks who've been working on getting those leaks and everything fixed. So yeah, just been thinking of you all up there in Fredonia.
Thanks, James. We appreciate you guys.
All righty. Hey, Keith, good to talk to you, and I look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you take care. That is Keith Beaumont here, a Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. We do that every Friday at 9:10. We get to talk with the folks over there. And, of course, you can visit their office in Fredonia. Just a few minutes away from continuing open line here on the Mighty 690, so keep it here. We'll also have our chat with Becky Barnhart of Cobbville Friends of Animals coming up at about 10:10. So keep it here on the Mighty 690, KGGF 82 degrees, heading up to a high of 99.